And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, Pierre, if you would, give the signal to the musicians to fade. And, Bob, I'd like to bring you first to the microphone today and ask exactly what you're doing about the mailing list.
Well,
I put you on the spot this way.
Went over it with the staff this morning. The mailing list is a very heavy one, a long list.
Just 1 second, Bob. Yeah. Would you put the green spotlight on Bob, please?
Thanks.
Good.
We expect to have our spring mailing ready within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Anyone who's on the mailing list.
When you put a green spotlight on somebody, it makes you look terribly spooky. Take that off. Put the red one on.
The red gives me a little more color, I think.
Look great under the red spotlight. Go ahead, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's going to be ready in inside of a month, I'd say.
Could you go along
Six
then?
6 weeks, 8 weeks.
And tell us about Webley Webster's party,
Webster's party may be on April Fool's Day, I heard this morning.
Well, now that certainly is just about 2 days away.
Day after tomorrow. Webb, do you know anything about it?
What?
The party, is it going to be Friday?
Would you put the purple spotlight on me, please? Thank you. The purple one.
That's the brown one. Put the purple one on.
Purple one.
We can't give you the purple one. It's just been dismantled over there.
Who dropped the spotlight up there?
Like I did, Ray. I was just coming through a shortcut into the studio.
You know what one of those things cost, Wally?
I should imagine quite considerable. But you're covered, aren't you, with insurance for that stuff?
Well, if you could say your salary is insurance, it will take about 4 of your weekly take-home paychecks.
I don't have any insurance like that.
That's the kind of insurance we
have. Yeah. You can't get salary insurance, can you?
No, I don't think so. Okay, now
I'll give you the name of my insurance man if you want to find out.
No, I don't want to talk to him.
No, please. Well, Clifford Fleming is up in Mount Washington, all set with another one of his, I don't know how to describe his new type program. It isn't weather, and it isn't all folksy information.
Well, it's a little weather, but just kind of homey kind of stuff, I think, the last time he did it.
Well, he does some things a little under the weather up there, I know. So if he's standing by, please, Clifford Fleming.
Good evening, Ray, and I hope you'll notice I got your name right tonight, but let's get to the weather, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, your 31st, your last day of March, the sun is going to rise at 5:43 in the northern states, Ray. It'll set at 6:26, making the length of the day about 12 hours and a half.
Well, I mean,
it's getting longer, I think, as you'll notice time moving up.
Yeah.
Thursday, tomorrow, will be a lucky day for any of you born under the sign of Aries.
I have an interesting story.
I think you're one of those, Ray, and
no,
also your partner there, too.
Righto.
And Thursday's a lucky day, so look out for it. As far as weather goes, through the 3rd of April, the almanac tells us we should have a pretty fair weather.
Uh-huh.
Pleasant in the Atlantic states, fair in the northeast, with severe storms in the west, spreading to the Mississippi Valley. But let me warn you, it's a long-range forecast made up last year, and of course we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay,
now,
good, buddy.
Before I go, I'd just like to leave you with this word.
He's as bad as that other fellow.
Clifford Fleming says, good night and have a gasser.
Night and have a gasser. That's becoming his trademark.
Kind of, yeah.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Episode, Lawrence Spechtenberger and Mug Mellish return to the Interstellar Space Academy, where Mug and Lawrence will take part in the great debate next week. But for now, they're relaxing in the Academy cafeteria, and as we join them at their table, we overhear Lawrence say...
Every once in a while, Mug, I get to remembering the wonderful, wonderful meals we... Or I enjoyed in Venus.
Yeah, I suppose you do, Spechtenberger. Pretty good food, huh?
Food is very hard to describe. It was all paired in a very tasteful manner. And I don't believe I was served one food dish that I didn't relish or enjoy.
Is that so? They have the same things to eat up there that we have down here?
No, well, they have soups, for instance, but like we had Duvern soup with the clabbera.
Oh, yeah.
And that's served either hot or cold.
I mean, they have something like beans and frankfurters or anything?
No, nothing like that. We have, for instance, like you may like a steak. Up there, the folks in Venus love a broiled manu estepa.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
and
pretty
I
good.
I cannot describe this for you. It's just great. Then the creamed rosca.
Ask me them graham crackers there, will you, please?
Something else that I liked up there was mashed pluff.
How do they serve that with a gravy? Oh, I dropped something. They serve that with gravy.
You're not going to use that same spoon, are you?
No, no, I get another one over here.
Forgotten all your sanitary courses here at the Academy, Miller?
Well, I was so interested in listening to the food there on Venus. I got carried away.
They have crepe aliasols.
What's that like? What does it taste like?
It's a dessert. It's hard to describe because there are no flavors that correspond to it down here on Earth.
I see, yeah.
Or up here on Earth.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. You know, Earth looks up to us when we're in Venus.
I suppose they say, how are the folks up on Earth?
Absolutely.
Down there.
Yeah. And then we have the demi-rache. That'd be kind of a liquid. Gee, you're a very sloppy eater today, Mellish. What's wrong with you?
Well, that name sounded kind of familiar. I thought I had that something.
Then we
before.
Top off the meal with Kaznia brandy. Boy, you know, you hold that up to a light, and you can see, they say, decades of whatever went into it growing there.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing.
That sounds pretty good. Does the food stick with you, though? I mean, I've heard a lot about that food.
Who's
on
the
Venus?
New kid laughing at the next table?
I don't know.
Does he know that he's laughing at Lawrence Spechtenberger?
Well, you've been away for quite a while, you know.
Does he know that that qualifies him for a bump, if he's not careful?
I'll call him over here. Hey, you.
Yes?
Come over here.
Surely.
Were you laughing at Lawrence Spechtenberger?
Yeah, all the silly things he was talking about.
What do you mean, silly? He's been to Venus, you know. You'll remember now, Spechtenberger. Oh, wait a minute. Was that you he hit?
I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to antagonize you. You been here long?
Yes, I just came up the other day. I'm here for a four-year term.
Oh, we'll be seeing you around then, kid, huh?
Yeah, only next time you call me over, you better be ready.
Yes, sir.
I'm a tiger.
Hey, Lawrence, I think you're going to have trouble with this kid.
Look, I can always go back to Venus.
Well, does Lawrence find his position at the Interstellar Space Academy threatened by the new candidate? Be sure and join us to see how developments work out next time when we'll hear the new kid say...
Let's get on and wrap up Spechtenberger.
In the next episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Ray, is that line into Washington that we had prepared before the show?
Right. I was going to explain to the folks that oftentimes on a news report or any type of show that they tape it ahead so that it can be broadcast at a more appropriate time.
That's right. And we, with the coming of this election year, of course, we're thinking ahead as we are all the time. We decided that the Bob and Ray staff needed, in addition to its worldwide correspondence, a member in Washington, our nation's capital. We have signed such a person in the person of Don Coyote.
Any relation to Don Coppy?
No. And if he makes out, we think he will, with reporting from Washington, it will be a regular feature. We're going to try him out now as he tapes a report for later use by our services today. So if the line is open, Joe Lonzo, will you signal Don Coyote to come in for his transcribed report from Washington? Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Bob and Ray here.
Well, I'm all set to go on the story.
Good.
About a minute and a half, I think.
Okay, that should be easy, and if we get the tapes rolling here, and then we'll play it later on the
okay.
News.
Okay.
You want me to introduce you?
Yeah, just give me go ahead.
Give you go ahead.
Right. No, don't introduce me. Just give me go ahead.
Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
No, I tell you, excuse me. Cut it.
Right.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll say go ahead, and then you count three, and then
go
right in.
Good.
With.
I'll take a beat.
Go ahead.
This is Don.
What's the matter, Don? Hold the tape then.
I could hear the tape rolling.
Oh, they were rolling it back, I think, there. I tell you, let me give the introduction like it will be, and then we'll have the whole thing
on
tape.
Let me just check. I want to make one more change on the first line,
okay.
So I'll have this.
Let me know when you're ready. Hold the tape.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
All right,
yeah.
He's ready. Right. Now for a report from Washington. Come in, please, Don Coyote.
This is Don Coyote in Washington.
Wait a minute. You want to take it over again?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just let the tape roll in.
This is Don Coyote in Washington. A very interesting thing happened to me early this afternoon. I was...
Hold it just a minute, Don. You're doing swell. Yeah. I forgot to give you the introduction.
Well,
I want
that
right.
Later,
well, it'll be a lot simpler if we have it right together.
No,
see?
Okay.
I know you're going good.
Hey, buddy.
Let me just...
Yeah.
Now for a report from our nation's capital, we call in Don Coyote in Washington.
Come
in,
please.
I'm sorry, I was talking over you.
Were you talking over me? Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it
again.
Now for a report from our nation's capital, we call in Don Coyote in Washington. Go ahead, please. No, I'm going to say go ahead, please.
Look, why don't you let me do this, buddy, and then you can put on that souped-up intro later, huh?
Well, I wanted the whole thing together. It'll save editing
really,
when they get it back here.
For me to do it on here...
Well, all right.
I don't want to spend all my time in this phone booth. You
go
know?
Ahead, please.
Boy.
Go ahead, please.
Tape rolling?
Yes.
Okay. This is Don Coyote in Washington, D.C. Just a few minutes ago, I was...
What's the matter now?
This other roll. This is Don...
I tell you...
Hi.
Our time is pretty near up, Don. Could we call you back after we... get through with the show and...
No, I'm not going to be here.
Maybe you can do it live or something.
Let me... Well, do you have just a second? No, okay.
I don't think we do.
All right, yeah.
We'll be checking with our Washington correspondent on later days. I don't know whether we should tape it or not, do you?
Well, it's safer, Bob, to have it on tape. Then you can control what goes on the air.
Well, that's right.
I would hate to just introduce Don Coyote. You never know what he'd say. You know, he's not the old pro at it.
Well... We'll talk with him anyway.
I think maybe a letter to him explaining and setting up a set standard introduction that he'll know.
Okay. Mm. Tomorrow we usher out the month of March, and you'll want to be here for the regular 31st of the month features.
That's right. And we'll be back, though, with the sound of Webley Webster getting paid in just 10 seconds. Private Webster, front and center. Oh,
center, here's your pay for the week.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Bob and Ray are a regular Monday through Friday feature of the CBS Radio Network.
This is KCBS Radio, AM/FM, San Francisco. San Francisco.